Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, Bob, it's the holiday spirit. I don't care if you can have people over or not. I'm going to be making a bunch of really good food. And when you have good food, what do you need with it? You need good wine.
Exactly.
Right? And we happen to know a guy who runs a winery that is at the top of my list of really wonderful varietals. And we're going to talk to him a little bit. It's Brian Lesperance from Fen Valley Winery down in Fenville, Michigan. And Brian, welcome to the show, man.
Thanks for having me. You're always too kind with your introductions, so I appreciate it. I got to get my big head through the door later today, though.
Well, it's so easy to do because I've told this story 10 times at least, but you're one of the first sponsors to pull alongside the Grillin' Guys and help us out.
Well, we love it. I mean, so often I think people don't think grill and wine, but you both have helped kind of break that barrier, and I think there's a lot of good opportunities there. You know, the acidity of wine and just the different styles that we make, especially in Michigan, I think really lend themselves well to grilled foods. And I'm a avid griller myself, and I'm a winemaker, so I certainly combine the two and have had pretty good success and a lot of fun.
Brian, I'm wondering if our listeners, if they're relatively new, they haven't heard your voice before. We've had you on a lot of times, but can you just give them an idea of the scope of your operation? Because winemaker brings a lot of things to mind, and one of them isn't probably one of your scope. So if you could just enlighten us a little bit about your operation.
Well, you know, it's a good, fair question. I think, you know, we are kind of nestled here south of Grand Rapids, and even driving up to the facility can be sort of difficult to gain perspective because a lot of our facility is actually built into the ground to give ourselves natural temperature control for the production facility. So even if you drive out here, sometimes people don't realize quite what we do. But yeah, we'll do about 60,000 cases this year in 2020, and probably more next year, and then a whole pile of hard cider as well. So kind of puts us in easily in that top five in Michigan as far as volume is concerned. But, you know, at the end of the day, that allows us to have a few more fancy toys, which is nice, nice for the winemaking team. But really, wine itself, in terms of making it, you know, the process is actually pretty straightforward in terms of you know, taking grape juice and adding yeast and letting the yeast convert that to sugar. Whether you're doing that in a 5-gallon carboy or a 5,000-gallon jacketed stainless steel fermenter, the actual, you know, chemistry is fairly similar. But when you get to our size, you got to layer in a lot of other things that relate more to quality control, consistency. So you got fancy lab equipment to monitor things from, you know, right out in the vineyards where we're monitoring the fruit ripeness to, you know, monitoring how the wines are aging in barrels, bottles, tanks, etc. And then, again, fancier tools to clean up the wine and cider, because gravity does a pretty good job of cleaning up beverages, but it's kind of slow sometimes. So we have to throw some fancy, largely European-made winemaking equipment at the thing to make it go a little faster and a little more consistently.
So you got to filter out some of the solids.
Yeah, I mean, in the grape skins, when we press, a lot of that stuff gets kind of through. Also, there's a lot of yeast left over, because when the yeast is done eating sugar, it just essentially dies, and so you got to, and then it starts to break down.
So you got a carcass.
Yeah, it's a single cell organism, so we're not, you know, it's not quite the same, but yeah, we got to get that out, and you know, but you wanted to do it carefully, because it's, you know, we have a saying in wine that you can't take out bad without taking out some good, and so
what can you do with all that stuff you bring out? Can you reuse it? Is there a fertilizer or cow food or dog food or cat food? Can you get your cat?
Have you heard of drunken hog?
Right. Well, we have done all of the above, believe it or not. You know, waste management is a challenge for any industrial processing facility, and we're no exception. However. you know, we do a couple things. One, a new product we developed last year, Matt, our winemaker, did an awesome job developing a piquette, which is a style of wine that harkens back to Europe, where the farmhands would take the pressings, the skins, and rehydrate them and press them a second time to get a low-alcohol product that they could consume while at work. And while we don't do a lot of at-work consumption, it's a really nice, you know, low-alcohol, refreshing product to grab on a hot afternoon by the grill or something. So that's one way we can make more products.
Sort of the chitlins of the vineyard.
Yeah, sure.
So
yeah,
there can people come out there still with all these shutdowns and everything and pick wine up?
Yeah, you know, that's been a common question, and I think sometimes we in the industry take for granted that, you know, we know the rules that have always, they've been sort of evolving through the year. But yeah, we're open for carryout, and we've been more or less open for carryout all along. We did a lot of outdoor service this year, and we do that anyway. Michiganders don't need a pandemic to want to be outside.
Right.
So that was, you know, that was a great option for people. We had beautiful weather this year, which not only helps the vineyards thrive, but also makes for enjoying the vineyards that much better. But yeah, we do carry out right now. We actually, you know, we've got brave people. It gets above about 38 degrees and they're coming out to have a glass of wine on the patio still.
Great.
You know, as a skier, I'm a skier, guy. So what I always say, there's no bad weather, just bad apparel. And
I love it.
Tell you, wine sales have been good during the pandemic. I think the next big thing that's going to be good is, you know, winter coats. Cause everyone's moving their stuff outside. Oh, think about it. You guys go to tailgate parties in November, stand out there freezing our butts off,
yeah,
and complaining about standing outside right now. I mean, it's not so bad.
So, Brian, we got a couple minutes left. If I'm going to make that wonderful Christmas prime rib that I'm going to make, give me the wine that needs to go with that.
You know, prime ribs, I love prime rib, first of all, so I'm coming over after COVID. or fax me some or whatever you got to do.
Right.
But that's typically a pretty big cut of meat. You're going to throw probably a pretty good amount of spice at that, especially on the crust. So you're going to want a red that's got a little bit of a backbone to it. So I'd go with something based on Bordeaux grapes. So in our case, that'd be like a Meritage, which is a blend of Cabernet Franc, Cabernet Sauvignon, or Merlot, or any of those varietals on their own. You really want some of that structure that those bigger, bolder red wines have with something that's got that much structure to it as food. But, you know, you could also layer in around it, you know, some whites or some rosés, you know, as part of the appetizer whatever you're doing.
Perfect. Brian Lesperance, Fenn Valley Winery, Fennville, Michigan, one of our oldest sponsors. We love you, man, and can't wait to see you. Everybody, if you want to get some wine for a gift, run out there and get a case because it's Michigan's best. We'll talk to you again soon, brother.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good day.
All right. We're going to bring this train to the station. It's Bob's daughter, Emily, the one that really knows how to cook in the family, and she's going to put a picking table together for us. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fenn Valley Vineyards.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
All right, and for the final segment of the Grillin' Guys, we're going to go to my oldest daughter. She's getting really old, and her husband's going to turn like really old over the weekend, Emily Treweiler, who's in Knoxville, Tennessee, and hopefully we'll be up here in the snow country pretty soon. Hi, Em.
Hi.
Hey, Jop, and I want you to do your pick table real quick because you wow the crowd with a presentation. So tell us what to do to impress the folk, our family and friends for Christmas.
Yeah, it's really easy because most of it is stuff in your fridge that you don't have to cook or make ahead of time, and you can just throw it out on a platter. So if you're doing a charcuterie board, what I like to do is do 2 to 3 meats. So you can do a sopressata, a prosciutto, a salami, just pick your favorites. For the cheese, I'll usually do a soft cheese, so that's a brie or a goat cheese. I like to put a funky cheese in there, like a blue or a roquefort or a Stilton. And then a hard cheese, so you can do Manchego or a sharp cheddar. And then you just fill it in with stuff from your fridge. So you can add a little jar of honey, you can do some jams, nuts, olives, dried and fresh fruit, vegetables, and you just kind of make a long platter out of it. You could do a grazing table if you want, if you have more people, but I know this holiday season, a lot of us are just, you know, with immediate family, so it's great to just have something thrown out on a board that people can pick at, and it can sit at room temperature for a couple hours, and you don't have to cook it, which is the best part.
Man, that sounds wonderful. Now, what I didn't hear there, Em, is breads. Do you use any kind of crackers or breads or anything on these, or is it
definitely? Okay. I like to do a variety, like the cheeses. So throw a loaf of French bread on there with some cut, you know, like a knife to cut it with. You can throw in some crackers. You can get some naan bread or Mediterranean. You can add pita chips. Anything to dip in.
The little loaves of rye slices.
Yeah.
Those are great too. And then any dips that you have, it's a great way to use up little leftover dips from your fridge that everyone drops off at your house. Put them in containers, put a little hummus out, and that way anyone can pick and choose what they want. Everyone can find something that they like on these boards.
I wondered if you had a little advice for something else you're really good at, and that's that dip you make with cheese.
Ooh, which one?
Pimento.
Oh, a pimento cheese, since I moved to the South, they have it at every restaurant here, and it's just, you get any type of hard cheddar, so I like to use a white and a yellow hard cheddar. You process that up with some mayo, some cream cheese, and then any spices that you want. So I like to use pickled jalapenos or banana peppers. Throw that in a container, and that's an easy dish to throw out at any. I mean, I throw them in mason jars, and you basically have a dish to pass wherever you go.
So my question is, why is it called pimento cheese if there's no pimentos in it?
Well, there are pimentos in there, but a lot of times you can't find them at grocery stores, so you can use little, you know, red peppers if you want.
Very good. Always great to hear your voice. I hope I get a chance to see you while you're up here. I know we're all trying to be COVID appropriate, but I may darken your door anyway just to stop by and say hi for a minute. So take care, safe travels, and we'll see you soon,
Emily. Do you like this music?
I love it.
Emily Treweiler, can't wait to see you, honey.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye. All right, coming up next, we're out of here. That's what's coming up next. We are brought this train to a station, and we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. The next time we talk to you will be after the Christmas holiday. We hope you and yours have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk with you before the new year.
Merry Christmas.